Unit 2. All that glitters is Olympic gold. Warming up. Now you will hear a broadcaster introduce the program, All That Glitters is Olympic Gold. Complete the following chart based upon the information you hear.
Thank you for listening to All That Glitters is Olympic Gold. Our report on Olympic heroes, and in particular, Liu Xiang, an Olympic hero must have determination, power, and passion. He or she must persist even when tired. This ability to make sacrifices for the sake of glory is what being an Olympic hero is all about. Liu Xiang, a Chinese athlete, showed all of these virtues when he won his gold medal. Though it would have been easy for him to quit, he worked hard every day to accomplish his goal. Liu Xiang is a true Olympic hero. Every 4 years, athletes like Liu Xiang teach us the meaning of greatness. And by following their lead, we can also be great. This is why we keep watching.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1. What did your coach tell you about running in tomorrow's race?
He said, "All that glitters is Olympic gold," to remind me of the Olympic spirit.
Question. What was the coach's advice to the man?
Two. I watched a TV show last night called All That Glitters is Olympic Gold.
I watched that too. It was about the training and sacrifice necessary for athletes to compete in the Olympics.
Question. What was the TV show about?
3. Running the 100-meter dash is nothing compared to the passion necessary to run longer races.
Are you kidding? I've run both, and I know they both require determination.
Question. Why does the man disagree with the woman?
4. Do you think drug taking is widespread among amateur athletes trying to get stronger?
It's hard to say whether it's true or not. So much of what we hear seems to be rumors.
Question. Does the woman believe that there is a problem with amateur athletes taking drugs?
5. Do you think that he could have run in the Olympics if things had turned out differently?
Definitely. He had the heart. It was just his injury that cost him the opportunity to compete.
Question. Did the athlete compete in the Olympics?
6. I heard that when the athlete accepted the gold medal, he thanked his mom.
That's right. He swore that she was responsible for him developing the strength to win the race.
Question. Why was the athlete able to win the race?
7. Come on, you can eat this cake. You don't have to deny yourself sweet food just because you're in the Olympics.
Yes, I do. With the games coming so soon, I have to stay on a healthy diet.
Question. Why does the man refuse the woman's offer?
8. Most people who watch the Olympics would like to be like the athletes they see.
Maybe they would, but I don't think most of them have the determination to work so hard to get there.
Question. What does the woman think about people who watch the Olympic Games?
Nine. Are you noticing the frowns on the faces of the runners? Not one of them looks happy.
You can be sure the two runners from our country are happy. Out of the five races, they've won four.
Question: how many races have the runners from the speaker's country won?
Ten. Just hearing the Olympic song fills me with determination to go out and win.
It was first played in 1896, but it wasn't the official song until 1958. I like it too.
Question: in which year did the Olympic song become official?
1. Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Wow, you really look great. Have you been working out?
Every day. I'm preparing for the Olympic Games.
Oh, no.
What? What's the matter? You don't think I can do it?
I don't know how to tell you.
You don't think I'm strong enough to enter, do you? Well, I'll have you know I'm plenty strong. And if you say otherwise, you don't know what you're talking about.
I know you're strong. That's not the problem.
Then you think my heart is weak. But that isn't so. I have amazing determination. I swear, my passion is unmatched by any other amateur athlete in the world. I defy you to say otherwise.
I wouldn't dare. I've seen you run and not quit, and I know your heart is strong. But that isn't the problem.
What's the problem, then?
The Olympics ended yesterday.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. Why does the man look great? 2. How does the man feel about his own strength? 3. What does the man say about his passion? 4. How does the woman know the man has a strong heart? 5. What is the man's problem according to the woman?
Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
In the summer of 1936, Jesse Owens became famous all over the world. That summer, Jesse Owens, a black American, joined the best athletes from 50 nations to compete in the Olympics in Berlin, Germany. There was special interest in the Olympic Games that year because Adolf Hitler was then the leader of Germany. He and his Nazi party believed that white people were better than other races, especially those with dark skin. They were all very surprised when Owens won 4 gold medals and set new world records. Years later, Jesse Owens wrote that he was most proud of showing Hitler and the world how great a black man could be. Through everything, he never lost confidence in himself, nor did he ever lose pride in himself. To this day, Jesse Owens is remembered as an amazing man who fully expressed the Olympic spirit.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. Why were so many people interested in the 1936 Olympic Games? 2. According to the passage, what did the Nazi Party believe? 3. What surprised Hitler and the Nazis? 4. What made Jesse Owens most proud? 5. Why is Jesse Owens remembered as a great man?
Understanding a movie dialogue. Task 1. Now listen to a dialogue from the movie Million Dollar Baby and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
I'm going to need that speed bag back.
This bag?
Yes, that bag. That's my bag. And if you're hitting it, people will think I'm training you.
Is that such a bad thing, boss?
Yes, yes, it is. Every time you touch it, you're losing me business out here.
I gotta agree, I am embarrassing myself.
Well, I can't just lend it to anybody, you know.
I understand.
Look, you seem like a nice girl. Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're gonna find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's gonna want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're gonna be wasting your time because you're too old.
I don't feel that old.
Well, neither do I, but you don't see me fighting 21-year-olds, do you? It takes about 4 years to train a fighter. How old are you?
31 until my next birthday.
Well, there you go, 31. You wouldn't start training to be a ballerina at 31 now, would you?
Ara been working it for 3 years.
And you can't hit a speed bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any, boss.
Well, I hate to say it, but it shows. Somebody's got to be honest with you. I hate to be the one to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Well, sorry for using your bag, Mr. Dunn.
You're not gonna cry now, are you?
No, sir.
Yeah. Here. Keep the goddamn thing.
No, you need it.
No, take the bag. I haven't seen it in 20 years anyway. I've had 3 since then. Just enjoy it, will you?
I'll just borrow it till I buy my own.
Yeah. Just don't lose it.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Happiness.
1.
It gives me a lot of satisfaction to hear of your success in the English speaking contest.
Thank you. I owe much of my success to your advice.
Keep working hard.
I surely will.
Good luck.
2.
Hi, I've been dying to tell you something. I'm getting married next month.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad to hear the two of you have finally decided to go through with it.
Thank you. I'm really happy.
Unhappiness. 1.
I hate to bring this up, but your son Mike's been making too much noise lately.
I'm very sorry. I'll tell him to behave himself.
Don't be too hard on him. Boys are boys, after all.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind.
2.
You look miserable. What's happened?
My laptop has been infected with some unknown virus, and all my files have vanished.
The same thing happened to me. I'm fed up with this sort of thing.
So am I.
Worry. 1.
This is the first time for me to give a speech in English in front of so many people. To be honest with you, I'm really worried.
I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. No one in our class speaks better English than you, you know?
Thank you. It's very nice of you to say that.
2.
I failed my math test last semester, and I'll have to take a makeup test before the end of August. I'm just worried about whether I can pass this time.
You shouldn't worry. You've made a lot of progress in recent months. Trust yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
Listening and speaking. Listening and discussion.
Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and try to answer and discuss the questions.
Emily was crying by the time the softball game finished because her dad had yelled at her in front of all her teammates for missing a fly ball that could have ended the game. Emily was only 8 years old. If your child has ever participated in a sport, you've undoubtedly met people like Emily's dad. They expect too much from their children and upset them by putting too much pressure on them. These parents get so wrapped up in winning and losing, or in how well their own children perform, that they lose sight of what's really important. They forget that the most important goal is helping children develop a sense of good sportsmanship. Good sportsmanship occurs when teammates, opponents, coaches, and officials treat each other with due respect. Kids learn the basics of sportsmanship from the adults in their lives, especially their parents and their coaches. Kids who see adults demonstrating good sportsmanship finally come to understand that the real winners are those who know how to be strong and to act with self-respect, whether they win or lose a game. A child who treats others with respect on the playing field will likely carry this attitude into the classroom and other social situations.
Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Try the following tongue twister.
No need to light a nightlight on a light night like tonight.
Task 2. Recite the following sayings.
Life is beauty. Admire it. Life is bliss. Taste it. Life is a dream. Realize it. Life is a challenge. Meet it. Life is a duty. Complete it. Life is a game. Play it. Life is a promise. Fulfill it. Life is sorrow. Overcome it. Life is a song. Sing it. Life is a struggle. Accept it. Life is a tragedy. Confront it. Life is an adventure. Dare it. Life is luck. Make it. Life is precious. Don't destroy it. Life is life. Fight for it.
Supplementary listening.
Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Have you ever tried scuba diving?
No, I'm kind of scared of the whole diving thing. I mean, I hear all these stories about getting sick from coming up too fast and dangerous fish and stuff. I don't think it's for me.
I guess there's a lot that could go wrong, but if you've been trained and you follow the rules, there's really nothing to worry about.
I don't know.
It's really worth trying. It's a whole other world down there. It's such an amazing experience.
That's what a lot of people tell me, but I think I'd prefer to stick to surfing rather than take my chances in the deep.
To be honest, I think you have more chance of meeting with an accident surfing than diving.
As long as you don't do anything stupid, you'll be okay.
Diving's the same. You just have to follow the rules. Say, I'm going next weekend. Why don't you come along? There's a pool that isn't so deep where you can see all kinds of fish and things. It's perfect for a novice diver.
Well, if it's not too deep, it can't be too bad. Why not? Sure, I'll go with you.
Great!
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. According to the woman, what makes diving scary? Two. What measures might help ensure the safety of diving? Three. According to the conversation, what has the woman heard about diving? Four. What does the man think about surfing? Five. Why does the woman decide to join the man in diving?
Task 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the four possible choices.
Some people say that aerobic dancing is a sport and others say it's not. I've begun a class that teaches aerobics and I would like to tell you about it. I think you'll be very excited about this vigorous exercise and will agree with me that it's a sport. Aerobic dancing is like other sports in that it can help you improve your mental strength. Often when doing it, you'll want to quit. Continuing, despite your desire to stop, forces you to be strong. The encouragement that you receive from those around you helps you to carry on for the entire 45 minutes until the end. It's something like running a long race. Like swimming, aerobic dancing makes your body stronger. It quickens your heartbeat and helps you to lose fat. Many football players, as well as athletes in other sports, do aerobic dancing to improve their fitness. Many other people enjoy it as well. Aerobic dancing can change your life. If you participate regularly, it'll make you a better person, both mentally and physically. I recommend it to anyone who wants a little bit more out of life.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. According to the passage, how do people feel about aerobic dancing? Two, in which way is aerobic dancing similar to other sports? Three, who will encourage you not to quit when doing aerobic dancing? Four, how is aerobic dancing like swimming? Five, according to the speaker, who should take part in aerobic dancing?
Task 3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
Now, here are some common expressions from baseball. Someone who is on the ball is intelligent and able to do a good job. But a person who threw a curveball did something unexpected. Someone who steps up to the plate is ready to do his or her job. A pinch hitter takes the place of someone else at a job or activity. A person who strikes out or goes down swinging attempted something but failed. We also might tell the person that three strikes and you are out. But someone who hit a home run or hit it out of the park did something extremely well. Sometimes I have to give information quickly, without time to think it over. Then I would say something right off the bat. If someone is doing an extremely good job and is very successful, you might say he or she is batting 1,000. If I say I want to touch base with you, I will talk to you from time to time about something we plan to do. I might say I touched all the bases if I did what is necessary to complete a job or activity. And if I covered my bases, I was well prepared. However, someone who is way off base did something wrong, or maybe even dishonest or immoral. A person with strange ideas might be described as out in left field. Let us say I want to sell my car, but I do not know exactly how much it is worth. If someone asks me the price, I might give a ballpark figure or a ballpark estimate. If someone offers me an amount that is close to my selling price, I might say the amount is in the ballpark.